Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie back with Amy O'Prie, psychic medium, communication specialist for more than a decade. She has inspired thousands of people to live more authentic lives through personal and professional development. Her website is her name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Amy, welcome back. How have you been?
I've been doing wonderful. How about you? Happy New Year.
Getting ready for 2024. Do you think it's going to be a good year?
I know it's going to be good.
We need it, don't we?
I think we do, all of us.
Now, you call yourself a psychic medium. Is there a difference between psychic medium?
Yes. A psychic knows things that you don't tell them. A medium can speak with spirits on the other side.
And you do both.
I do both. And then some.
How did this happen for you?
Well, I think it's always been there. It lay dormant. I really didn't know until 2019. For about 3 weeks, I was feeling a nudge to go meet with a historian and local professor at the college. And I just did not know why. I wasn't going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. I don't even know who this spirit is telling me this. But eventually, I did it. I contacted him, and I'm so glad I did, because he is a wonderful human being and spirit, and we are besties today. But he started helping me look for answers for my sister. Because she was never found, you know, there's just been this gaping hole, if you will, of where is she? Could she still be alive? Is she out there somewhere? While her murderer was convicted for another murder and also recognized for my sister's, when you don't have answers, you just simply do not know. And so he was going to help me find my sister or answers. He referred me to a medium to potentially find, you know, some clues.
Yeah.
Instead, I found out I was a medium and was finishing their sentences in group readings, and the rest is history. I adore this work, and I'm just so thankful that I found it.
Did the person convicted ever admit that he did this?
Yes, he did, but he said he dismembered her and put her in different locations, so therefore we would never find her. Now, whether that's true or not, we don't know, do we? So It's just, you know, being psychic, that doesn't mean that you know everything. So now that I'm a psychic, that doesn't mean that I'm certain I can find her. You know, she was buried so that she could not be found, if that were the case. So you have to be really gentle with yourself, being a psychic and a medium, that you may not know all the answers of the universe right now. And that's going to be okay.
Why is it so important, Amy, to be able to contact the divine?
I think we learn a lot of lessons, and there's a tremendous amount of guidance there just waiting on us to receive it.
Is it easy to contact the divine?
I wouldn't say it's, I mean, yes and no. If you're not open to it, you're not going to be contacting them. They may contact you, but if you're aware of it, now you've got some power and leverage because you can work with the universe to be able to, A, find healing and greater peace, but then also to be able to have guidance is really important.
By having this ability, Amy, what has this done for you personally in your life?
Well, I feel like I'm a lot more connected, and it's not because anything has changed except me. My abilities have changed. So just to be able to realize that there's a lot more going on in this world, in this universe that meets the eye. And it's sort of, again, waiting for us to be able to open our abilities, open our awareness, and receive the blessings that the universe is waiting for us to receive. I think we block it a lot. But, you know, this is a God-given ability that we all have.
What does higher states of consciousness mean to you?
Well, I think that we lay dormant so much. Focus 21, that is where the spirits really come alive. And we stay probably around focus 1, focus 10. We can go to focus 12 and 15, but 15 is timeless and it's limitless. And so when your mind goes to a higher state, then you can start getting into places where realms where spiritual guidance can occur. And when you go there, you start receiving the information, then you cannot deny that it's coming in, and you have to listen.
You went to Robert Monroe's Institute, didn't you?
Yes. What a wonderful place that is. And the people are awesome.
Fantastic. They do a great job there, don't they?
Yes, they do. And the, you know, someone told me about it, and they manifested for me to go. And we went together. It was remarkable, and it's been a long time coming. However, he told me initially, my friend Mark Thomas, who I adore, and he's guided me along the way, he said, it's the people that make up the Monroe Institute. I really didn't know what he meant by that. It's because all of these world-class folks are coming to this location. I like studying at Virginia. Also, you know, they're online. And so we just get together and communicate, and the people have become my community. And that's what I'm so appreciative of.
Well, that's fantastic. What does higher states of consciousness mean to you, Amy?
Well, I think that we can tap into these higher states of consciousness with will. You have to be able to be open enough to listen. And if you can, the sky is the limit and beyond.
What have you learned that you didn't know before on your own?
Well, I think that a lot, actually. Spirits are intricately placed in our life. I think we have guidance. We need guidance. We may say, oh, you know, please, angels, help me. Well, expect help. Don't ask for the spirit realm to help you if you're not willing to accept the assistance. And so I think that is the biggest thing, that the spirit realm is really waiting for us to grow and to develop and listen. And not only that, it blesses other people. It's not just about us. It's about the collective consciousness. So I think that it's important to tap into that and really live as in much of a divine state of mind as you can. That's been a huge lesson. And it takes active practice, like every thought, every word, every feeling. You just have to be able to balance that into a beautiful state of mind.
Has it ever been bothersome to be a medium? I mean, do you get bugged by spirits?
I do get bugged by spirits, and I have to. First of all, it's funny because I'm not afraid, all right? That's important to know. I'm really not afraid in what I do. I look at this as a God-given talent and ability so that healing and joy can come through. So I don't get too annoyed with them, but I will ask them to leave and say, for instance, if I have a reading, I'll say, hey, meet me at the reading. Or if there's groups of spirits coming through, I'll just say, hey, y'all, just, you know, hook back up with me later. They respect that.
They do. They listen to you.
They listen. And you can feel them, like, leaving. Like, it's a Zoom call. They're like, okay, bye, bye, bye. And you just feel them, like, leaving individually.
Did you ever have a spirit that just had to communicate with you? They had to be with you?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I first became a medium, I did not really know that it was a spirit for a while, you know, because it's hard to determine whether it's you or the spirit realm, whether your thoughts, your feelings, the communication.
That you're making it up in your head?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, at this point, I've realized that I am a medium. I've accepted that. And a lot of messages come through that I'm willing to accept are not my own. Okay. And they're not for me either. It's really not about me. So I can step out of the way and say, hey, this is what I often tell them. Go to your family. Like, if I don't know the spirit, I'll say, go to your family and have them come to me. And somehow they just do. Like, people do end up coming to me. And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, you belong to the spirit that was so and so. They definitely want to share messages and they usually have an agenda. So, they do respect me in my space, and I've learned how to utilize my boundaries a lot more. You have to use boundaries, not only in your life, but in this spirit realm, you don't want to be taken over, and you have to be able to be in control.
What about demons, Amy? Do they pop up at all?
No. And I'll tell you why. For me, I focus on white loving light only. I'm a godly person. I believe in God, and I also believe in evil. I don't want anything to do with demons. I can promise you that. We ain't working at demons. And I don't want demons around me. I'm not saying they aren't, but I feel like my white loving light blocks them. I pray for angels and such. And so I really do believe in divine protection and love. And I focus on that on a continual basis.
I mean, have they ever tried to approach you, demons?
If they have, again, reflected, because I don't want anything to do with that. And you know how, like, in the world, there's many things in the world. And whatever you focus on, that will start to be your perception. And I'm just not focused on them. So if they're around, I think the white loving light blocks them. I don't think they can penetrate that. I really don't. And so, you know, for anybody that feels like, and look, I have clients that feel cursed. I mean, not most of them, but there are people that are like, I think there's black magic used against me. And we're willing to work together to make them feel more peace and calm. And if you work in that white loving light, it's very hard to go wrong. I don't think they're going to penetrate that energy.
It's very possible.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tell me about that story that happened to you when you were camping in Arkansas.
Oh, wow. Y'all, this is really something.
What happened?
Tons of people have had a Kundalini awakenings, okay? So I was having some stressful situations at home, and I was like, call my girlfriend, let's go camping. So we went to Arkansas. We're about 3 hours from this location, gorgeous place. Lake Ouachita, and it is just fabulous. It's near Hot Springs, okay, for most people would know where that is.
And that's a nice area, too.
Nice area, just naturally beautiful place. And so I go there, and right when we pull up, there is an RV. I mean, the whole place is packed with RVs. We're the only tent, by the way. I asked for Spirit to help me find this location at last minute, and boom, there it was, right on the water. It was gorgeous. And when we pulled up, immediately I see this man. Well, actually, I didn't see him. My psychic awareness knew it was a man in the RV. And I said, this man's got a spirit with him. And my friend and I laughed the rest of the evening about inviting him over and giving him a reading because he was by himself. So anyway, fast forward another, and I said a little bit later, I said, you know, dear God, I'm sitting around the fire, under the stars and the moon, gorgeous lake. I mean, just beautiful. And I asked God for a spiritual awakening. Well, watch what you ask for. Okay, George, because just get it. That night, I did my yoga and prayers in my little tent on the blow-up mattress, and I fall asleep. But I wake up to my body is in, like, violent motion, and I've got this bolt of what feels like electricity going through my body. And it's coming out of my head, and my head is killing me. And it's been hurting ever since, by the way. But when I realized, it took me about 3 weeks to realize this was a Kundalini awakening, and they have done scientific papers on it. It's a real deal. It just changed my life. So the following day, that spirit that was with the man next door in the RV, the spirit comes to me and says, hey, tells me a bunch of information, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this guy's going to think I'm nuts. Well, I'm over that by now. No, he's not. Go. You're going. That's a spirit. They don't care what people think. They literally have no filter. So I go to the man and say, hey, I'm a psychic medium. I have a message for you. Are you open to that? And he said, of course. And the spirit started talking to me about that they were comrades and about a beret. He also said that they camped together and he loved camping with him and how difficult the death was for a lot of people and it just wasn't right what happened and so forth. The man is like nearly crying. He's got his hands in his over his face and he's like, we were blue berets together in the military. And since the 1970s, we came out here and we've been fishing and camping right here in this spot for decades. And he just appreciated the message so much. And I was glad that I had the courage to do it because spirit, again, does not care what you think. So, yes, I went ahead and did it. But the peace that it brought that man, I just watched him drive off in his RV and I thought, you know what? I've done a good deed there. You know,
it was worth it, wasn't it?
Yes, it's worth it. Sometimes we don't listen. And even if you're not a psychic medium, spirit is telling you stuff. And if you don't share the message, then you're not doing your due diligence. So we all have to do it, whether we claim to be a psychic medium or not. Spirit is communicating through us and wants to.
How often do you talk to God?
Daily. I said, well, they've said I'm talking to God. And my psychic 9-year-old little boy, he said, I said, so what do I say? And we laughed, and he said, well, you talk to God every day, Mom. And so talking to God is like so simple that you might miss it if you don't do it. Okay. So, some people don't really pray. Even psychic mediums feel like they don't even have to communicate because it's already there. I beg to differ. I think that all of us really have to talk to God, to the universe, whatever you call it, on a daily and continual basis. If you need help, ask. If you're uncertain, ask. The spirit realm, God has messengers. And it is easy, I believe, for God to help us.
If you had the choice between just being a psychic or a medium, you had to pick one, what would it be?
Oh, that's pretty easy, George. That's an easy one. I would be a medium because there are a lot of different entities on the other side. We just think of people who were our loved ones on Earth as being on the other side. Maybe we think of angels. We think of God. But there's a whole realm over there just like waiting to be discovered. And so I would have to be a medium because otherwise, would I be communicating with them? I don't think so. I love it.
Do your friends and family tap into your abilities often?
Oh, they love to. Now, some people, you know, it depends on what, they may not want to hear the message. Not everybody listens to the advice, okay? You hope they do. Sometimes people will rationalize the message. Other people will be like, hey, can you help me find my Nintendo? My kids, their friends come over and they can't find this or that, and we always find it. It's never been a time we did not. Some people will say, yeah, I hear what you're saying to me, but I really don't want to do that. And then months later, they come back and say, oh, man, you know, they wish they'd have listened. I tell people about the jobs they're going to be getting, the relationships that are coming. And even though I'm a psychic medium, you'd think they'd listen, George.
Now, when we take calls next hour, you'll deal with psychic questions and also the dead?
Sure, bring it.
Now, how quickly does the dead approach you? How do you find the dead that somebody's talking about?
I think they find me. I think that, like, for instance, when a caller picks up the phone and calls in, if they are wanting to know about a spirit, that spirit is already with them. So when they pick up the phone and they go, hey, can you talk to my so-and-so? Well, then I'll just listen in what I call leaning in, which basically means that I've stopped all my thoughts. I've opened my brain into a higher consciousness place where I'm going to let things fall in it. And then I'm not going to judge what comes because the message is not for me. And what I've noticed is, you cannot rationalize some things. You know, you can't rationalize your intuition. Your intuition say, hey, you need to do this. And you go, no, I've got these plans. The spirit realm doesn't care about your plans. So if you feel like I need to speak with somebody, but I don't have time for it or whatever, that spirit will just wait around for you. They don't care.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.